This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A lot of things out there catching your attention every single day. Every single day. A lot of things present themselves as things for you to consider. And most of the time, a lot of them do get considered. But the question becomes, how many of them are real? Now, Mark Twain said it's easier to fool people than it is to convince them that they've been fooled. And I, because, well, let's just face it. When I get interested in a topic, I sort of go over the top with it. I decided to look and try to find what event was it that caused me to believe that people were not aware they had been being fooled for a very long time. And I went all the way back to 1990. See, in 1990, social media had not really taken off just yet, and what was capturing everybody's imagination that was young was stuff like MTV. So whenever an act would put together a song now in those days, it had to have a good video that went along with it. And one of the best groups out there about making a video, so we thought, was Milli Vanilli. And that was going along just fine until the tape hung up, or until the record started to skip, or the track, or whatever it was. And then it was found out that they were actually lip-syncing, and they were not just lip-syncing, they were lip-syncing to somebody else's voice. Wasn't even their voice. A lot of performers today lip-sync when they're doing a live performance. The only one that I am convinced that did not lip sync that I'm looking back at, and I haven't looked at all of them because there's just so many. I'm convinced that Johnny Cash didn't lip sync. There was just something about his voice. But when Milli Vanilli was found out, everybody went insane. They had to get back their Grammy Awards, and those two guys got canceled. They got canceled. First of all, they weren't making any money. The thought process is they generated $300 million. They gave back the Grammy Awards, and then they were canceled. Now, it still goes on to this day. Which brings us back to the whole Mark Twain quote, "It's easier to fool people than to convince them they've been fooled." Now, in terms of music, the accusations out there today are is that Jennifer Lopez uses other voices for her songs. And then she probably, I don't know if she does that in the live performance, because live performances, they don't have the acoustics that you have in a recording studio. So, you know, a live performance is going to sound a little bit different. Even people that are so gifted vocally, like Mike Patton of Faith No More, or, you know, I can't remember the singer's name. He killed himself, but the lead singer of Soundgarden. I don't know why I can't remember his name. It'll come to me. Somebody in the text line, it'll come to me. And makes me wonder. So we caught that one, and those guys were canceled, and then it became okay. And nowadays, you watch a lot of reality TV, and we know that's scripted. You watch a lot of content. Most people have shifted to content online, and some of that's not even human. So how on earth are you to suss out? Chris Cornell, thank you very much. Lead singer of Soundgarden, great vocalist. That guy had a voice. What kind of range did that guy have? Anyway, how do you know what's real and what isn't real? What are you focusing on that causes you not to see what's going on? Because what's going on is out there. You're just distracted by what isn't real. You know, it's almost like thinking you live in the Matrix. So, I mean, and here's the reason I bring this up. We hear a lot of topics. Right now, the thing that's capturing everybody's imagination, once again, even though we're now getting glimpses of what all of that actually entails, is the Epstein files. Why we have $38 trillion in debt. Why we have tens of millions of illegal aliens here, which are the cause for every economic problem we're having today. This is why health care is so high. This is why housing is so high. This is why prices are so high, because supply and demand, they are supplying more, or the demand is more than we can supply. So everything's going up. Everything is going up because of that one thing. And yet we sit here. And where, you know, well, why don't they release the Epstein files? Well, why is that front and center in your mind's eye? Now, I'm just using that as an example. There's lots of other things out there that are just very well-crafted distractions. And I believe that, you know, we need to take a moment to figure out what's real. And then focus on that, because when we focus on what isn't real, we're letting the politicians skate, and they've been skating far too long. They're like Sonya Henie now, figure skaters. They're just that kind of skater now. They're just that good. They've had that much time, so we got to figure that out. Now, back when Harry Reid decided to attack Mitt Romney for something that he knew was a lie as soon as he said it. You know, this whole bending of language and ignoring truth, we got to get that to stop. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Let's dispense with words like transparency, okay? We have to demand absolute honesty from these critters that we put into Congress. Like in 2012, when then Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid got on the Senate floor and said that GOP nominee Mitt Romney He said, so the word is out that he's not paid any taxes for 10 years. Let him prove that he has paid taxes because he has not. Now, that could be, he could have said anything. He could have said, this is actually, you know, we're talking about this, we're talking about that, whatever, and I have no proof of it, and you can just take my word for it. But the media ran with this one. They repeated it over and over again because it had been entered in the official Senate record where no one would ever dissemble. And the Romney campaign never really recovered from it because Barack Obama coasted a re-election. In 2015, Reid was asked as he was retiring whether he regretted what he had done since it proved to be a deliberate lie. And he said, well, they can call it whatever they want. Romney didn't win, did he? And this is a little vignette, you know, a little side, a little bit of a feature to come to the side on this. A successful Senate smear merchant. This is instructive as to the current rise of the postmodern progressive socialist. Postmodernism holds that there is no objective truth, which with that means there can be no facts, because facts are based upon objective truth. It also holds that there's no systemic moral code, which provides guidance. And so there isn't one, no need to observe it. And except for postmodernism, of course. And the ideology believes that the control of language, you know, words, definitions, that kind of thing, will change the social and political landscape of the nation. Like most of you who still call the Democrats liberals. You know, the progressive socialist, the Democrat Marxist, they're not liberal. If you are for liberty, you, my friend, are liberal, but not them. They're not. And this is nothing new under the sun. Their goal is always to win the argument and attain the goal. That's all that matters. Ask Reid, ask the progressives. And, you know, the whole idea of debating to divine the truth, that remains for the suckers and the losers, like Mitt Romney and the Republicans. So their little trifecta of deception. They're trying to appeal to those who first need to believe it, those who want to believe it, and those whose economic conditions render them desperate enough to believe it. Which sort of answers the question, why do we believe so many things that aren't real, doesn't it? You know, their lies pulverize manure and show that to you as a fact. And that's irrelevant. What matters is accumulating more power. And they can't do it honestly because look at what they're selling. Remember the virtue-signaling progressive politicians who titled their trillion-dollar green energy bill the Inflation Reduction Act? Now, that's in the past, and I hope you don't. And, let me remind you of what that was. This was layered atop all the blue state statutes and regulations hindering energy production and raising its cost. And they virtue signaled and vowed to reduce inflation by, in part, dolloping roughly $369 billion of your money over the coming decade for energy security and climate change programs, and offering tax credits and other incentives. Do you hear the cash register in the background? For the wind, the solar, the electric cars, and the other green technologies. And they said you'd be getting a 40% reduction in carbon emissions by 2030 and the promotion of green-collar jobs. Which the green-collar jobs would be trying to find food, because at a 40% reduction, we would then be in a famine. When, as anticipated, this bill did not reduce the cost of energy. They went into a full-blown Reid alert at that point, and they loosened their lips and lied to blame everybody else, namely Trump. Of course, that didn't pass during Trump's time. At Fed Scoop and the Daily Signal reported on November 10th, Five progressive senators sent a missive to the administration, accusing Trump of nefarious dealings with big tech to siphon money from the electric grid to power AI data centers at the expense of American families. Now, the thing about these data centers, some of these other nations that are out there that actually are innovative, like Finland, is putting the data centers underground with communities on top of them, and they're using the resulting heat generated by the powering of these data centers to heat the towns in the winter. They're only spending that money once, and they're using it twice. Now, of course, we don't have anybody suggesting we do that around here. No, not at all. So, you got to keep your mind open at all times. Because if you don't, you're going to get caught up in something which is going to be deceptive. Curiosity is a boon to society. There are those that need to believe, those who want to believe, and those whose economic conditions render them desperate enough to believe, call those guys the New York City mayoral voters. And remember this, whenever the left gets a success story, it's all about they won. It's not going to produce anything for you, but it's going to be that they won. And, what exactly did they win? Because now they've got to explain it and all this other fun stuff. And, But we're going to go back to Congress. We're going to look at what Congress just did with Epstein. Okay? Just because this is a perfect illustration of my point. And if we do nothing else, we got to open our minds up and become very cynical about each and everything we hear. Every day, all the time. If we're going to survive. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Former Clinton confidant and Harvard president Larry Summers has now lost virtually every professional contact he had because they released the emails of his exchanges with child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. And a lot of those were very embarrassing, to say the least. And nobody is going to care. There's going to be no sympathy for this guy. You know, for the well-known elite who's angered conservatives and leftists and befriended creeps. And perhaps Summers doesn't deserve any. But, one thing that is overwhelmingly abundantly true is that there isn't even a hint of illegality in those emails. Now that's something to consider. There's nothing in them suggesting that Summers participated in any kind of impropriety, or conspiracy. I was taking two words. Megan won. But I tell you what, let's go to the phones. Let's get this over there to where I can go to the phones. Let's go to John in Spartanburg. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, what do you think about Miss Green and her decision to get out of Congress?
Well, I think if you're going to take money and run a political campaign and get elected to office, you at least, your constituents, the ones who actually voted for you and made it all happen, I think you owe them at least to finish out your term.
Right. Didn't she get, like, really rich while she's been in office?
Oh, I have no idea. I haven't even looked into that. Oh. What I have looked at is that I kind of think this is all about her.
Right.
And because she's decided that she don't want to be there no more, and that's fine. That's perfectly okay. But that doesn't, you know, she's not down for the cause at this particular point. She can claim she is.
Right. And what I was curious about was, you know, she's, what, January the 5th is when she's going to be her last day or something?
Sure.
But doesn't that kick her in for all them benefits that comes with Congress, like lifetime, medical, and all that stuff?
I'd have to look. I know that there's a certain cutoff point to where if you serve X amount of time, you get all kinds of bennies without. And,
yeah.
I haven't looked into that. The only thing I'm looking at is the fact that she went and hung out with the left, and now she doesn't have any friends on the right. She's going to be disavowed by everybody. She's just a useful idiot, and she's decided to quit.
I know, and I can understand that. And another one I haven't heard nothing out of late is Bobbitt, Miss Bobbitt. Look, remember her, the little girl from out west with the glasses?
Lorena Bobbitt? Which Bobbitt?
No, she's in Congress. It's a little brown-headed girl.
I haven't. She's one of 435. I don't know that most of them. I don't know their names.
Well, when she come out, she was real good. Guns, the Second Amendment, and all that. And she was out there in the public eye like Miss Green there for a while, and then all of a sudden she just disappeared. You don't hear nothing else out of her.
Something in the water up there. Must be something in the water. That's all I can think of. Anyway, I appreciate your call, sir.
It is. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Congress has voted to compare release of the Epstein files. A trove of documents amassed during criminal investigations. And there's probably thousands of names of innocent people, many of whom have provided alibis or were never under any suspicion of sex trafficking or any other crime. A significant portion of any criminal investigation consists of uncorroborated accusations that are floated by people on the periphery of the case. Third-hand accounts, theories, and rumors. And that's why grand jury files are almost always sealed. But anybody can make allegations. Even victims don't always remember correctly. And things that somebody that is sort of a conceited individual like Epstein might have said may not be true. And that's why you have procedure and rule of law and statutes of limitations and trials. Even though the left, of course, the left gets out there and does all kinds of stuff with that, but that's a story for another day. And the Epstein files will be filled with information obtained by law enforcement using warrants based on probable cause signed off by a judge for a specific reason. The warrants, which allow the use of government coercion, weren't signed so the public could have access to the emails of every person Epstein spoke with. Any American out there today caught up in a criminal investigation has a presumption of privacy and innocence until proven guilty. There were those idiots out there that continued their relationships with him even after he was convicted. And fraternizing with criminals isn't a criminality in and of itself. So what principle out there that we know of today stops a future Congress from cracking open some useful DOJ files and releasing any embarrassing secondhand conversations that involve their political enemies? Perhaps you could ask the people that were caught up in the Russia collusion investigation, which was not real. Right? That was all smoke and mirrors. There's a widespread public belief that Epstein was trafficking underage girls to this Kabul of powerful people. But as of now, there's only evidence that Epstein participated in sexual crimes himself. And it is perfectly plausible that this financier befriended celebrities and kingmakers on the one hand and was trafficking women for himself on the other. And if the journalists want to prove that Epstein was the kingpin of the New World Order pedo rings, then go for it. If they believe this, his prosecution in Florida was corrupt, they should launch an investigation into that misconduct. And this isn't a ancient case. Most of the victims are still alive. Most of the powerful people involved with Epstein are still alive. His sidekick is still alive in prison. You could be investigating, but, you know, this is driven by partisanship, not by bipartisanship. BY partisanship. Democrats like to act as if Trump is engaged in some cover-up. And they had every chance to release the files during Joe Biden's presidency. And no Democrats will explain why they didn't. They couldn't even muster the votes to censure Stacey Plaskett, though, who exchanged text messages with Epstein during a 2019 congressional hearing. So this is all just a farce. And the Republicans aren't that much better, right? Pam Bondi's embarrassing press gaggle, featuring some of the world's most vaucous influencers waving the empty Epstein Files Phase 1 binders around, left the administration with a mess. And they're still trying to mop that one up. And the files are never going to be enough. The real, actual files are never going to be enough because there's going to be all these ghosts that still exist because we can't see what's real and what isn't. If they don't find what they're going after, they'll just simply claim that the other files are being hidden. And if you want to speculate on Epstein, that's your right. Maybe that will be, you know, it'll turn out to be proven correct. But this is a distraction brought to you by Congress. This should have been dealt with years ago, if it was going to be dealt with at all. Let's take a look, because some people seem to be interested in this. Let's take a look at Marjorie Taylor Greene and her recent abrupt resignation from Congress. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Well, let's lay the context. Marjorie Taylor Greene has resigned. Now, recently, she decided to have this rupture with Donald Trump, and one of the things she was demanding he do, and Thomas Massie as well, was to, and to a degree, I think, maybe even Rand Paul, but they were demanding that the Epstein files be released. Now, I got no problem at all with Congress releasing the Epstein files. Maybe after they do their 12 appropriations and they work on a budget And they work on, you know, even though Doge has been shut down, they go ahead and codify all the Doge cuts. After they've done all that, if they got some time and they're wondering what to do next, they could go and take a look at the Epstein files. I got no problems at all with this. After they get all the illegal aliens out of the country, no problem. Getting out there and putting it front and center like this is the thing, though. But then the problem is when you're playing with a master troll like Donald Trump, he has a tendency to turn those tables on you when you don't even know that he's in the room. So he said, sure, I'll play your stupid game. I'll release him. How's that? And then suddenly they didn't have a boogeyman to go after anymore. So she announced that she will resign from Congress at the start of the next year. She one time had a close relationship with Donald Trump, and it imploded earlier this month. And this is where I say a lot of times, you don't see that in the military. And everybody's like, well, Bill, this isn't the military. And that's your problem. See, Marjorie Taylor Greene's job and the other 434 of those useless pantsuit people up there, all of their job is to move the country along and let it be governed at the consent of the governed. It's not to be out there in a popularity contest. It's not to have the best Instagram. It is simply to get out there and, you know, do what's best for the country. But instead, she made an announcement in a social media post Friday. Trump has disowned her politically, and he's offered to back a primary challenger against her in her rural conservative district next year. And she said, she did not want my sweet district to have to endure a hurtful and hateful primary against me by the president we all fought for, only to fight and win my election while Republicans likely lose the midterms. And she cited her personal toll on herself since being elected to Congress in 2020. She said, I refuse to be a battered wife, hoping it all goes away and gets bettered. Gets better. Please, lady. She's only been in Congress for 5 years. She had a very privileged position in the MAGA movement until this year. Green had been one of the most outspoken in the MAGA group movement on Capitol Hill. And Trump seemed inseparable until she developed ambitions for the Senate. See, she's so impressed with that. I mean, what has she accomplished besides we know who she is? I honestly have no idea. She might have written 20 bills and I don't know about it. But what has she done? But she wanted to run against John Ossoff in the midterms next year when the incumbent Democrat will defend his one-term seat. And Trump learned that lesson with Herschel Walker. So the Trump political team put the kibosh on the idea 6 months ago. She hasn't done anything yet. Now, Green said in an ex post last week that she wouldn't be running for the Senate, blaming the Uniparty. And then she began to distance herself from Trump. And she got so crosswise with the White House on a number of issues that she began getting courted by the mainstream media platforms like The View. And she went. She went to them. And the problem with Congress today is Congress doesn't know how to get behind the president. That's their job. They're supposed to work it out, find common ground, and get behind the president, especially in matters of foreign affairs. Marjorie Taylor Greene was never serious about what she was doing. She was way too busy being popular and, you know, getting known and all of this stuff. She also called for an extension of the Affordable Care Act insurance subsidies and vented about GOP leaders not moving to prevent a spike in premiums next year. Well, the reason there's going to be a spike is because the government shouldn't be in the insurance business, Marjorie. What you should be doing is saying, okay, if we don't want to see a spike in this, we need to put this back in the private sector. You don't need to repeal it and replace it. You just need to repeal it and walk away. So, you know, I'm not surprised she's decided to quit. Brian Kemp's going to call a special election, which the GOP should be able to hold easily. But it's going to leave a gap for a few weeks, if not a few months. And it could leave Mike Johnson a vote short when the current CR runs out at the end of January. And where will we see Green after January 5th? Why, she might get a job on The View. Or at least until they get bored with her. See, the Republican, the useful idiot Republicans only hold their interest for so long. Only for so long. We are coming into the holiday season, and as I have done for the past, I guess, 11 years now, we are going to talk, is it 11 years? Yeah, I guess so. We're going to talk to Sarah Shoemaker from the International Ballet because the Nutcracker is coming to town. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.